Welcome back to Eco Talk, and you've heard of Ashtanga yogurt, yoga, not yogurt. That's another story. We talk about green yogurt, too.
Yeah.
Bikram yoga, that's my favorite. But what is green yoga? Well, we're going to find out from Laura Cornell, the founder, pretty much, of Green Yoga Movement, and she's the founder and director of the Green Yoga Association as well. And she joins me in studio with a background in ecology and yoga from the California Institute of Integral Studies. See what happens when people go to cool schools like that? They graduate and create a whole new trend.
That's right.
Green yoga.
That's right.
I haven't quite heard those two words together, but the more I think about it, it's a natural.
It's totally a natural.
Because it is a spiritual practice.
Yes.
Because it is about honoring the earth.
Yes.
And how did this come to be?
Well, I'm really glad you're getting to hear about it, Betsy. Green yoga is going back to yoga's roots, which were really totally in connection with the earth. So it's kind of going back to harvesting that early idea that we're not separate from anything. Our bodies are not separate from the body of the planet. And this was always part of the original philosophy of yoga. So green yoga is saying now that we've really brought yoga into the West, we've really gotten very familiar with the postures, how can we go back and look at some of the ecological connections that were part of early yoga, and how can we use those today, given our tremendous environmental crisis?
And given that that's where I live and work in this tremendous
yeah.
environmental crisis,
yeah.
crises, I have found yoga. I like Bikram because I'm not very limber, so I need all that heat to make me melt and
yeah.
sweat. Very, very relaxing and
yeah.
centering and strengthening.
Right. So just on a very basic level, most yoga practitioners will find, and I'm going to guess that a lot of the people listening today do practice yoga, and they find very similarly to you that it calms their mind and it helps to strengthen them. And what we're trying to do is to take that to another level, to make really conscious the connections between yoga practice and taking care of the planet, even more conscious than it might be. Just going to a class and getting calmer, I'm guessing, helps you face all the crises you keep hearing about on this radio show.
Mm.
It gives you more courage and more love so that you're not coming from a place of fear or anger, because then you would burn out really fast as an environmental activist.
Really important to recharge the batteries, to have renewable energy,
mm-hmm.
as we talk so much about. So let's get real specific
yeah.
here. Green yoga sounds kind of groovy, and, you know, of course, it's born in the Bay Area in California.
Right.
But does that mean, like, you're using a mat that's biodegradable? Does that mean that the room is got some green elements, that it's an energy-efficient building? Bikram, I know, must use a lot of electricity, you know, because
that's
it's
right.
very, the heat's on all day long in
that's
most
right.
studios.
Well, we have a program where we're working with studios across the United States to see how they can both green all the aspects of their studio, the paper products, the toxins that they might be bringing in, the products that they might be selling, the energy use, and it is an issue, you're right, something to look at with Bikram, but also to raise awareness in their students about some of the connections between yoga and ecology. And we have some studios that are starting to partner with environmental nonprofits in their area that are in mutually beneficial ways for the studio and for the nonprofit, the environmental nonprofit. We're also doing some special programming where we get students outside. You know, original yoga practice wasn't in this kind of square room where you were separate from nature. It was part of nature. The earliest prayer in yoga was the Gayatri Mantra, which is to the sun. It's a gratitude to the light of the sun for everything it gives us. If we think about everything we do get from the sun, the plants, there was meditation on the elements, earth, soil, water, air, and recognizing how these are part of our body. And when you do this in a deep meditative way, and you meditate maybe on the element of water and how it flows in and out of your body and is connected with the rivers and the oceans, it makes it harder to want to use a plastic product.
You're here. And I understand you had your first ever conference last fall bringing together dedicated yogis and environmental activists.
Mm-hmm.
That must have been an interesting group. Maybe there's some overlap, too.
Totally. I mean, many, many environmental activists do practice yoga, and the majority of yogis really care about the planet. And it's just consciously understanding how to bring this voice forward. What is the connection? How can we strengthen that so that yoga teachers are empowered to talk about the connections between taking care of the planet and practicing yoga? The whole idea of nonviolence, ahimsa, which was one of Gandhi's main teachings, is a real bedrock of yoga. It came out of this reverence for the earth and the cosmos. So at our conference, We had 130 yoga enthusiasts who also care very deeply about the planet, and most of them came not knowing what green yoga was or who we are as an organization, and we were all very, very touched to meet each other and dialogue. We had small group dialogue as well as guest lectures and yoga classes both indoors and out, and some very creative classes as well. It was very inspiring and moving, and we were all very glad to be there and to meet each other.
And you've come up with a green yoga handbook that kind of lays out best practices?
That's in development. That's in its pilot phase when we're working with the studios. Yeah, we're a very new organization, around a year and a half.
You did your dissertation, I see, on ecology and yoga.
Yeah.
Were you the first to bring these two together in a formal academic discipline?
I think it's the first one to do it academically. There have been others, some scholars. Georg Forstein has written about eco-yoga. Henrik Skolimowski, Christopher Key Chappell, who's a Hindu scholar at Loyola Marymount University, has put on conferences on Hinduism and ecology. So there are people already doing this, but we're the first to really bring it to the yoga community.
So if I want to get an eco-friendly yoga mat and not use my foam one, which will probably be around much longer than I will, where can I find one and what should I look for?
Well, you want to look for something that's not polyvinyl chloride, which is what most yoga mats are made of. You're nodding your head. I'm sure you know this.
It's blue vinyl, in fact.
Blue vinyl.
The
okay.
worst.
You already know about blue vinyl. Lots of dioxin coming from it and off-gassing and toxins coming from it. Look for a eco yoga mat. You can find it at greenyoga.org and learn about our other programs there.
Thank you so much, Laura Cornell. We'll have to have you come back when this movement is even bigger.
Hopefully
we've planted some seeds. And that's what we do here at EcoTalk. We spread the green gospel, everything under the sun that you should know about that's healthier for you and the planet.
All right.